You're listening to RNIB Connect Radio. Now, ahead of the Commonwealth Games, we are speaking with blind and partially sighted athletes who will be competing. Today, we're joined by Team Scotland para swimmer James Clegg. James, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
It's your Commonwealth Games debut, but you've been around for a little while in the para swimming scene. So you're both a seasoned pro, but also a debutant. That must be slightly odd from a preparation standpoint for the games.
Yeah, no, it's so I finished my initial swim career when maybe I was like 21, 22 years old after doing Paralympics and World Championships and a smattering other competitions like back in the day. And then, yeah, I took about 8 years off and I've gradually just built back into swimming and competing again. And luckily, I've been selected for this team. So, yeah, it's my first Commonwealth Games.
What was it that made you come back to swimming? It's been quite a triumphant return, but what was it that made you want to get back in the pool?
Well, I've been teaching swimming as well. This is kind of a new thing for me. Teaching is the last 3 years. Yeah, I think just like seeing the impact that I have on the people I'm teaching, it kind of just made me realize, I think, that I was missing out on something in my life that I think I still have time for. And that's really why I came back. And I entered a competition again 3 years ago, trained like 3 or 4 months for it and ended up doing well. And I saw all the kind of the old faces from back in the day, and everyone was like, what are you thinking about coming back? And there's no reason for me not to come back. It's just another part of my life that I don't think I should have really given up on in the first place. And I've just added it back in. I don't think it's really taken away from anything else that I do. I'm happy to be back doing it, really.
I suppose with elite sport running in the family as well, you've got Stephen alongside you for the games and Libby as well, that must have made it much, much easier getting back in the saddle.
It is, yeah. Definitely like having like two others that, we have the same condition. This last few years, we've kind of lived very different lives and things like that. But yeah, we have two things in common: our eye condition and the fact that we do sport is like really good. It's we connect over that. It's amazing.
For those who are perhaps unfamiliar, could you go into your sight loss a little bit, please?
Yeah, so it's Stargardt's macular dystrophy. So yeah, you have aged macular dystrophy, which is the one that generally most people get, and it's like the loss of central vision. And then so I just have the child version of that. I think mine started, I was around five when they picked up on it. Not that I picked up on it, you don't really notice these things when you're 5 years old, but yeah, it's just a gradual loss of central vision that eventually it takes you to, it's quite a lot of vision loss towards the end. I'm still going through it now. So I'm 32 now, so I've had it for over 20 years now.
Now, my final question for you is, we asked Stephen this as well, with this being a family affair, with Stephen being involved in the team now, he said it's all very professional, you're kind of off doing your own things. Does having him there and a really familiar face make this being your first Commonwealth Games a little bit easier?
I think it gives me, what would I say, it's a bit more drive, because I think out of everybody that's going to be in my race, I think it's Stephen is the one I want to beat for sure. He hasn't taken the 8 years off that I have, but having him there is good. It's a nice story for the two of us to go along, and for sure when we get older, I think we're going to bond over this time of our lives quite a lot. It's quite important, and I hope Stephen is ahead of me. He's had all the advantages of like still being swimming. I hope I'm his main competitor too.
I guess that sibling rivalry never really goes away.
It's not going to go away. No, it's going to be there for forever, I hope.
Fantastic stuff. Well, James Clegg, a para swimmer with Team Scotland, thank you so much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio, and best of luck come the games.
Thank you very much.